I don't care how old you are, and I don't care what country you're from. You know the show Leave It to Beaver, and we are so excited to have the Beav himself, the great Jerry Mathers. And Jerry, welcome to the show. And you know, I talk about all the different countries it's been in, 80 countries. I guess when you're in Japan, they know you as Happy Boy, right?
The Happy Boy, but they don't know my voice because they had a little girl do it. So now speaking Japanese, it's a little girl's voice. Especially by the time, you know, the sixth year of the show, when I'm probably, I guess, 14. It sure sounds funny with that coming out of my mouth.
Oh, my God. Jerry, this is Jan Wall. Do people, like, I hate to be a geeky fan, but what do people say to you? You know, I mean, everybody must just freak.
Well, you know, everybody is honestly very, very nice. People that watch Leave It to Beaver or have watched it, They really like it. What the most common thing I get was they'll get a certain episode, and it's usually different ones every time, and they'll say, what I liked about that show, it was so real because that same thing happened to me or something, you know, close to it. So it's just a fun show. It's nice. Everybody loves it. So it's just something I'm really happy to be able, you know, be able to say I'm a part of.
By the way, if you want to get some merch, JerryMathersBeaverMerch.com. I want to make sure everybody checks it out, JerryMathersBeaverMerch.com. You know, I was trying to think of all the great lines in that show. And so I'm 55. I grew up with the reruns. But I think my favorite line was you were going to go on a date or a dance or something, and you were told make sure to compliment the girl. And you said, gee, you don't sweat much for a fat girl.
Well, I mean, that's quite a compliment. I mean, it, you know. But I bet I didn't get many dates after that.
That's so. I hope you left that one behind. Hey, I was crazy, of course, for Eddie Haskell, because that's the one I identified with. Yet I had an incredible crush.
Well, I don't know if I should be talking to you then. If you identify with Eddie Haskell, I better watch you like a hawk.
Well, I was phony with all my friends' parents, you know. Oh, nice necklace, Mrs. Cleaver, and all of that. But also I had a terrible crush on Tony Dow at a very early age. And so could you just talk a little bit about Tony Dow, of course, Eddie Haskell, but also Mrs. Cleaver, who ended up in the movie Airplane. Were you surprised to see her talking jive?
I certainly was, but she did a great job. She was a great actress and just a really wonderful person and, you know, very much of a mentor to me through the whole 6 years of Leave It to Beaver. Ken Osman was a really nice guy, unlike Eddie Haskell, unless, of course, you were a criminal because he ended up being an L.A. police officer. He's a motorcycle cop. Can you imagine speeding along a road and all of a sudden you see the lights come on behind you on a motorcycle? All of a sudden, up walks Eddie Haskell, and he takes off his glasses, and you go, wait a minute, he's going to give me a ticket.
And Ken Osman just recently passed away a few months ago, and I know you were close with Barbara, and what was that like? Did you guys, I mean, you were so identifiable with that show, and you had careers after, but what was that like? Were you guys kind of like a little family in a way?
We were, you know, it was like a really good friend, you know, passing, because they were all very good friends of mine, and you know, we didn't really break up. I mean, we used to see them every day for 6 years. But, you know, we would do autograph shows and different things. So we were, and, you know, our families all knew each other. So, you know, it's like when you lose your friends, you just kind of, it's a very sad time. But, you know, those kind of things you just can't do anything about.
What about the whole you died in Vietnam thing? Because I remember on Saturday Night Live they were making fun of it, and I don't know why that permeated. And I guess it started in the late 60s, but I don't know if it was an anti-war thing. But a lot of people believe that. That probably was not very fun.
Well, you know, it's not that it was not very fun. It was just kind of sad because a lot of people felt very, very bad. I did quite a few different things in uniform. I gave away an Emmy that year and a lot of other things on television where people saw me in a uniform, so they were saying people knew I was in. And, you know, there was a lot of people that were against the war, and I think they just, you know, said, somebody said, you know, he died in Vietnam. I was not working at all. I was doing, I was working, but I was a realtor at that time. So, you know, maybe a person with a similar name or something, or just somebody who knows? But it wasn't me. Luckily, I'm still here.
Jerry, I asked our mutual friend John Provost from Lassie the same question, which is, how did you avoid being sort of a victim of childhood celebrity? How did you avoid drugs and alcohol and all that?
Well, I probably had the best father for having a son that was on television and would be exposed to that kind of thing. Because when I was growing up, my dad was first the vice principal, then the principal, and then a superintendent in the L.A. Unified School District. So he was very, very used to dealing with kids with problems, kids without problems. He knew, you know, when you did something that if it was, you know, a normal thing that kids do and have to be told, don't do that. But so I had a wonderful, I'm the oldest in my family, and I have a sister and three brothers. So, you know, I was the leader, and he'd always tell me, you have to set a good example for your siblings. And so I had a wonderful life growing up. It was very much like the Leave It to Beaver family, except I had a lot more brothers than a sister.
I remember in the 80s, when I was like in high school and college, they tried the show Still the Beaver, of course, you guys all came back, except for Hugh Beaumont, of course, who had passed away. But what was that like when it was sort of they tried to reconjure that magic again?
Well, you know, it was just fun. We all went. It was very, very popular, Universal, and Ted Turner did it, and it you know, was one of the most popular things on Turner TV. And I don't know why, but somehow, between the two of them, they got into some sort of an argument, and they lost them, is what they said. I don't know, but I mean, mm-hmm. It was literally about $2 million project that just vanished.
Mm-hmm. That's showbiz, right? Yeah.
I guess. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows that they? I'm sure mm-hmm. the insurance company didn't think that was going to be what show business was.
Jerry, I just bought your hat. I just bought your hat that says something about the beaver, because I just think it's really fun and will shock some of my friends, and that's a good thing. So I'm glad you have that merchandise line. But I was wondering, did you ever get hurt during one of the episodes? Because you were climbing up on signs. That was my favorite. And, you know, you were always doing stuff, getting into mischief.
Well, I got into a lot of mischief, but, no, I never got hurt. I mean, maybe, you know, I was hurt a lot more when I got off the show and played football. Got banged up there pretty good because I was a center. It was a lot of fun. I was working with a cast and crew, and especially the crew, they made sure that they all had kids, and, you know, there was no rough talk, if you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. They
right.
were very, very strict on that. So it was just a fun time, and between scenes, I'd go out and throw baseballs or footballs, depending on the season, with, you know, like the makeup man or the wardrobe man. And so it was a wonderful mm-hmm. way to grow up with a whole lot of people that, you know, their jobs depended on me being happy, because not that I ever did this, but if a kid says, I'm not going to say that line and I'm not going to do any more, there's very little ways you can really tell a kid he has to do it that he'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I loved your Sorry. I just wanted to say I loved your friend Larry. I loved that bitchy girl that, you know, that talked back to
Judy,
you all the time.
Judy,
yeah,
Judy.
Wild,
yeah.
Jerry,
her name was Jerry Wild, but her name was Judy.
Fabulous casting.
Well, you know, they did. They went through, well, just for the Beaver and Wally character, they went through about 2,000 kids, because they had interviews not only here in Los Angeles, but in Chicago and New York. And I was just lucky enough to be able to get the part of the Beaver, the boy that actually in the first episode, but, you know, before it was the 39 a year, they replaced him with Tony Dow. So it was just a lot of fun, and I had a great time doing it. It was, you know, I can't, people say, well, didn't you miss this and didn't you miss that? I had more things that I would have loved to have done, which I did, than if I'd have ever just been, you know, in a regular school every day.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Harry Shearer in the pilot of Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, he played the father, and then they got Hugh Beaumont, and it's kind of funny, I think, because Hugh Beaumont had dual roles in real life. He was, of course, a father, but he was also a Methodist minister. And he became an actor in the 40s and 50s. And
right.
His most famous thing was Michael Shane. Now, Michael Shane, it was like it wasn't a B movie. They used to run like little things before the two big movies in the theaters. And Michael Shane was this really tough detective. When he wanted information, he took you and pounded you against the wall. And it's been on television sometimes because they show him sometimes in the early mornings. But he was this really tough guy. And then all of a sudden he's, well, Beaver, I think I understand that. So it's just a whole, it showed what a wide range he had as an actor.
And last question for you. I sit about 10 minutes from the Cal Memorial Stadium. You have Bay Area, East Bay roots, because you went to Cal, too, right?
That's right. I'm a graduate of the University of California at Berkeley. I have a degree in philosophy. I always liked Northern California, so I went up there to school, and it was, you know, one of the top schools in the country, and it was, I'll be very honest with you, not an easy school to get good grades in, but I got good grades and graduated, so I was very happy.
Wow. Gary Mather, the beef scores.
Definitely.
Leave it to Beaver. And remember, Jan just bought a hat. There's so much available on the website, Jerry Mathers, beavermerch.com. One long word, Jerry Mathers with a J, beavermerch.com. Hey, it was a real thrill having you on, obviously.
We got baseballs, T-shirts, personalized photos. So people always want to know, how can I get a personalized photo? Go to the merchandising site.
Well, it's a thrill to have you. Both Jan and I have watched you for countless hours, obviously. So thank you so much for coming on, Jerry.
My pleasure. Thank you for letting me be on.